This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is William Hung, and you're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to The Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify is where you find us. The final week of the program, a new show hopefully will be announced coming weeks in a month or so. We'll keep you locked and loaded in. Follow us on Twitter at Jake Brown Show and follow me at Jake Brown Radio. We know I like to have people that I watch that I enjoyed watching, or players that I watch, artists from when I was younger. And I was 13 when this guy broke out. William Hung from season 3 of American Idol. He's now speaking around the world. He's doing it all. You remember him from She Bangs, of course, and his album Inspiration. Follow him on Twitter at WH53. Will, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man.
You're in California still?
Yes.
What are you up to these days?
I'm a motivational speaker, and I help the management teams to improve productivity by bringing happiness to the workplace.
And you've spoken, what, around the world, right? Tell us some of the places that you've gotten to speak over these last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I spoke in Calgary, Canada, not too long ago for one of the conferences for entrepreneurs and small business owners. I went to many different states, like Indiana, Michigan. So, yeah, it's been fun.
Now, I read that you also are in law enforcement. Is that still true or is that not?
No, I don't know how I'm going to get all that, some of the facts fixed online, but that's okay. I did work for the sheriff's department for 3 years. Now I got promoted to work for public health.
And what do you do in public health?
I'm a problem solving extraordinaire.
What does that mean, William? That's such a broad statement.
It means that any problem that comes up related to administration, I need to solve it. I can't choose which problems to solve. I just need to solve it. Whether it's paperwork, whether it's data, whether it's people, I'm the guy.
It's an incredible, run you've had. This Idol was 14 years ago. It's crazy to think it's that long ago. It makes me feel old, and I'm 27. So it was such a long, and the show is still going. Are you watching the new season that's on?
Yeah, some of it. I can't keep up with all the episodes right now because I'm so busy, but I do watch some clips of it.
I feel like the show has become more about the judges and the star-studded judges than the contestants like you guys, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like I have a different feeling for it. It's just not the same as before.
When you were on it, it was 30 million people or so watching every week. The ratings were through the roof. Did you ever see what happening?
What do you mean? Over the years?
Like taking off, like when you were on and the fame that did come out of it at the time.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe it's more than that, too. It's not just the numbers, because somehow, right after my audition, the whole world caught the fever. They have like Singapore Idol, China Idol, yeah. Icelandic Idol. It was crazy.
There's all different. And of course, there's now The Voice. There's all these different competitions. You can't keep up with it.
No.
You go on the show. You say you had no singing experience. You do She Bangs. Obviously, Simon rips you apart. Randy's laughing. Paula's dancing, have a good time. Going into the audition, what did you expect to happen?
I did not expect to make it because most people don't make it. So to me, it wasn't a big deal.
When you go in there, what would have been your second choice if you didn't do She Bangs? Because I think She Bangs is what made it a legendary audition. If you did, say, I don't know, if you did, I can't even give an example. If you did any other song,
"Can You Feel the Love Tonight," whatever song I did on my album, yeah, it wouldn't be the same thing.
What made you choose She Bangs?
Because I thought at the time, well, let me just go back a little bit here.
Okay.
I won the talent show in school in Berkeley with that song, She Bangs. It was so much fun. It was unique at the time. I thought that it was something that people don't hear on the radio every day. So that's why I chose that song.
For you, was it more about the fun than people saying you were a great singer? Was that what it was about?
To me, I just thought that if life gives me the opportunity, I just need to make the most of it.
And out of that, I'll say this, I was one of the people that did buy, when I was a kid, your album. I bought the Inspiration album.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're welcome for that, William. I did buy it. I don't have proof because I have no idea where all my CDs are, but I had the album. Believe me, I know Bailamos, Hotel California on there, Rocket Man, the Inspirational Thoughts, Perseverance. I remember it all, man.
Thank you.
And it sold 200,000 copies. Did you?
Yes.
It was number one, I think, on the indie charts. Did you expect that to do that well?
No, I didn't. But that's why I'm saying. Sometimes life gives you that chance, and you just need to do the most. Go run with it. See what happens.
And I mean, it blew up. And then the second album did not do as well. After that,
no.
I mean, when was it when you were like, all right, I think I'm going to stop doing music?
I don't think I stopped doing music for a long time. I would say after about 4 years, I think things started to slow down to a point where I feel that I need to change directions in my life. So that's when I decided to go back to school, get a degree, get a stable job. And for many years, I still had some opportunities, and I didn't turn them down. So I just went for, I just did as much as I could with it. But I feel that, like, over the years, you know, I just thought, like, okay, life is okay, just normal, average guy again, in a way. But I think in 2016, I got my MBA.
Mm-hmm.
I kept trying to climb that corporate ladder like everybody else, but I could not get another promotion. I don't know why. It's like I thought I had the talent, I had the skill to get promotions the first few years, and then this, like, life doesn't want to, maybe God doesn't want me to go that way. I don't know. I can't explain it any other way. So that's why in 2017, I decided I need to open my own doors again. And that's how I got into the motivational speaking.
So you started that all up yourself. Like, do you still have, like, an agent or publicist and stuff like that?
Not really. At the time, I had a few people working for me here and there, but they are more like independent contractors.
How back then did it go about where you got the album, when you got the record deal? Like, was it immediately after that audition, like you were getting calls through the roof?
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's why, like I mentioned, the first 4 years, I was living the dream life.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't need to do anything else. I just show up, perform, get on Jay Leno, get on Ellen, do all these commercials. Yeah, it was a dream life.
Do you miss those days?
Oh yeah, of course.
When the album came out, what was the thought that you, like, what did you think was initially going to happen? You said you didn't see it selling 200,000, but was your goal just to make people happy? Like, what was your goal from the album?
Well, the overall goal, in terms of the way I saw my entertainment career as a whole, is that I believe that I can bring joy to people through entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I can bring smiles to people's faces. That's what it's all about.
I mean, you sure did. I mean, the album, if you listen to it and don't smile a little bit, then I don't think you got a beating heart. William Hung's joining us. Follow him on Twitter at WH53 and visit his website, willhung.com. Do you still get noticed in the streets a lot?
Yes. I can't help myself. And sometimes my friends like, what? They give me that weird look. I had that awkward feeling.
How many times do you get asked to sing She Bangs from people? Is it all the time?
That's a weird question in a way, because I don't get asked on the spot that much. People that ask me to do it, I feel that in a way, I never say yes. Mm-hmm. Because I feel that you know, I'm not going to be just a clown or robot singing because you asked me to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and I would say that now I don't really sing it unless it's during my speech.
That makes sense. I mean, it's annoying if someone asks you to do that. You don't want to be like the guy just like, all right, I'm the clown here, let me sing for you. So that makes sense. Do you still sing today? Like, do you do karaoke with friends and stuff like that?
Yeah, only with close friends I know very well. Mm-hmm. I don't publicly do a lot of karaoke events, but you never say never, right? If the right opportunity comes up, I may host a celebrity karaoke event.
Hey, well, I mean, they got the lip sync battle now on whatever channel that's on. So maybe we'll get you on it. So you would not do an acapella of any song from your album right now for us?
Well, I hate the word never because those are, if it's the right opportunity, if it aligns with the overall mission, then I would consider.
Has Idol reached out to you you did come back a couple of years ago, right? You came back to the reunion,
the finale,
show.
How
was that?
It was great. I love it. I love seeing everybody again.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're married now, right?
Long story, but I'm single and ready to mingle again.
Oh, all right, you heard that. William is on the market. He's ready to mingle. I mean, man, when you broke out, I had to imagine the chicks were flying in when you were big.
It was crazy. It's like there's these people that I don't even know, and they would like wear T-shirts and say, "Will you marry me?"
That's amazing. I mean,
I know.
Well, I mean, you're not on Instagram, are you?
I am. I am on all the major platforms.
Oh, you are on Instagram. I didn't see you on Instagram.
Yeah, Will Hung 328.
328. Okay. I was going to say, because there have to have been many girls just sliding in your DMs, or you're sliding in DMs these days now that you're single, right?
Well, it's the thing is that the way I see it, yeah, I don't know why. Maybe I naturally attract more girls than and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. But the thing is that it's still like not that easy to find the right person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I'm there with you. I'm single. I mean, it's a tough world out there, man. It's hard to find. Are you on like dating apps at all or no?
Not right now.
Oh, well, maybe get on Bumble, man. Get on Tinder.
I heard about it, but I feel that I prefer the organic relationships.
Okay, I respect that. And you're in LA or what part of California?
LA.
So I mean, there's a lot of girls out there. Not always the best are out there. A lot of bougier girls, a lot of more stuck up girls. I think that's the problem.
Hopefully not run too many of those.
What was your after She Bangs? Like, what were some of your favorite songs to perform besides anything Ricky Martin?
I usually perform songs like Elton John, "Can You Feel the Love Tonight?"
Mm-hmm.
I perform "It's a Miracle" by Barry Manilow, "Rocket Man" by Elton John, "Bailamos" occasionally here and there. What other songs do I do a lot? Yeah, those are the main songs. Oh, "Achy Breaky Heart." I also do that one a lot.
How does "Achy Breaky Heart" go?
Oh, it goes something like, "But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think it understands." Yeah, by Billy Ray Cyrus.
I was ready for you to keep going, man. That was good.
Thank you.
I remember I loved "Bailamos" on your album. That is such a classic song, and that's Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
"Bailamos, let the rhythm take you over. Bailamos, tequila." The Spanish, was that tough? Because I'm terrible. I love Spanish music, but I cannot speak a lick of Spanish.
I actually had Spanish classes back in high school, so that made it a little bit easier.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I took 7 years of French and then tried to switch to Spanish, and doing that was impossible. You got to stick with one language. You're of Chinese, right?
Chinese.
And have you ever sung in Chinese?
Yeah, of course. I mean, but I don't. It's not something that I publicly like showcase. It's just for fun.
Okay, so yeah, I was gonna say I don't know any Chinese songs, so if you give us a sample, but I know it's.
No, I think we're good here. I think the listeners are not really Chinese. Yeah.
William Hung joining us. When you speak, I mean, what is the reaction you get? I imagine you inspire people. Your album did, and your story has. What are some of the reactions you get from the people that you do speak to around the world?
I get a lot of those and then the laughter, like but I enjoy it. That's the best thing. It's entertaining, but also educational at the same time.
After the fame hit, you were on some I was looking through TV shows and some commercials and stuff, right?
Yeah.
What were some of those?
Well, I did AT&T, Jack in the Box, AskJeeves.com, and Back in the Time. Yeah, it was a lot. I did like a big tea company back then, like Kankura in Asia. So yeah, I did quite a few.
Yeah, I mean, that you really capitalized off that audition, and that's, I mean, you tell anyone William Hung and they know who you are, which would be like, all my friends, I said he's coming on, and like, everyone knows who you are. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, it is. At the end of the day, I made a conscious choice that I need to take the high road to live my life with courage, because the alternative is so bad that I would be hiding myself in fear and hope that people would forget about me. That's a terrible choice. Why would I want to go that way? So that's really why I do what I do.
Yeah, I mean, why would you be fear? Laugh in their faces, because look at all the money that you cashed out because of it. People could laugh all they want, but I mean, you're the winner here in the end, right?
Well, I feel it's not just the money.
Not just
I feel
the money.
That it's more important. The most important thing to me is that I'm very fortunate and grateful to have this unique experience that I can share with the world and make the world a better place. Inspire people to go after their dreams, take that next step. So that's where I'm coming from.
What's next for you? I mean, you told us what you're doing, but I mean, what else do you want to do here with the rest of your life? You're still pretty. What are you in your 30s right now?
Yeah, 30s, mid 30s, 35. I mean, I don't mind it. So I'm 35 years young, and yeah. I feel that I have so much I can do. I want to travel to places I haven't been to yet. Many places in Europe, some of the places in Asia. Yeah, there's so much. Like obviously, I want to find the next companion to share this experience with me. So yeah, those are my next steps.
All right. So the companion, William, do you have a certain type? You have a type of girl. So people listening, what's your type? What's William Hung's type?
I would say the most important thing is the vision and the values. I mean, since I'm fairly ambitious, I also looking for someone that's fairly ambitious. Even though you might not be there yet, I might not be there yet. I'm not gonna settle for less than my maximum potential. So in a way, I want the other person to see the same thing.
I see that. I mean, you gotta love a girl with ambition. They gotta match your passion. I'm the same way, and that's a hard match to find. But looks wise, I mean, do you prefer? Is there any preference? A Chinese girl, white girl? What is it?
I have a preference with Asian, but it doesn't have to be Asian because I feel that it's not always the race. Or the ethnicity. It's about the inner beliefs, the values that matter more.
That's speaking facts. What were your parents' reactions to the Idol audition and everything?
Oh my God, my parents. They were not happy with me initially, and I could expect that because I didn't tell them.
You didn't tell them about the. I mean, did they see the audition? Right.
Yes. They saw me on TV, and then my mom gave me a phone call. I was like, William, what did you just do? I saw you on Fox.
Well, what was the reaction when, I mean, you became kind of famous? Was she happy then?
Well, I think she accepted it. But I feel that my parents come from a more conservative background. Mm-hmm. So they still feel that what I'm doing the past right now, all this stuff about entrepreneur, chasing your dream, they're not really a big fan of it. They told me, it's like, you have a stable job. Why not just, you're financially doing okay. You don't need to take all this risk. You don't need to work so hard. And to me, that's wrong, right? In a way, it's wrong because, you know, I understand where they're coming from because they are much older than me. Mm-hmm. They are near retirement, but I have so many years to go. I can't settle. I got to go for it.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Mom. Like, we're going for it. That's what you just got to say. When you, at the height of the fame, were you out there living lavishly? Like, were you out at the clubs popping bottles?
No,
like,
no, absolutely not. Lavish is the opposite of the way I live here. I mean, I still treat myself well. I'm not stingy on myself per se, but I am very careful in terms of how I spend the money. Yes, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to do the things I want to do, but at the same time, I am careful because I heard on the news that many celebrities, they look glamorous, but they're broke. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you know, and many cases of that. And that's very unfortunate. I don't want to be one of those people. I don't want to get on the news for that.
So
that's for sure.
So you spent more frugally in like 2005, 2006.
Frugal is a perfect word. Yes, I love to spend money on things I'm supposed to spend on. Or, you know, to have the experience or whatever. But, yeah, I'm definitely frugal.
Are you a sports fan at all?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm a big fan of March Madness. I love the underdog. And congratulations to the Ramblers.
Yeah, Loyola Chicago. I'm picking them to win, man. I'm, how can you not root for them? Sister Jean, I mean, you got to love Sister Jean.
Yeah, I know. It's so compelling.
Yeah, I mean, it's an inspirational story. Like, your story, you got to love stories like that.
Absolutely.
So you don't like LA, you're not like a Lakers, Dodgers fan?
I mean, I watch it sometimes. I mean, I watched the Dodgers last year, my friend and I, you know, it was a disappointment, very disappointing. You know, the way they lost the last game, it's like, oh my God, what? You know?
Yeah.
If they came up flat, you know, it wasn't a close game. It's like, it was almost like they didn't try. I mean, I know they tried, but, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, losing at home is tough, too, in front of your home fans, Game 7.
Yeah.
That's a tough way to go down. William Hung, follow him on Twitter, at WH53, and check out his site, willhung.com. And ladies, he's single. If you're ambitious like he is, I guess slide in your DMs, right?
Yeah.
appreciate you coming on the show, man. Good talking to you.
Hey, thank you, Jake.
All right, take care.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.